Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel. Clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv invite a pleasant night walk. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilut remains calm under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Defense Minister Katz announced Israel is preparing for a potential conflict with Iran. He stressed, no withdrawal from Lebanon will occur. Also, the Times of Israel reports Hamas is reportedly gearing up for renewed conflict. The IDF warns of their recruitment and training, while the U.S. opposes any new Israeli military action. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, the IDF will investigate the Lebanese army following the disclosure of a secret military annex in Beirut. Separately, Ynet reports Katz warns that Israel could face war with Iran imminently. He stated that any missile attack by Iran would lead to a powerful response. And finally, JNS reflects on Yoni Netanyahu's legacy, highlighting his heroism prior to the Entebbe raid. Here's what people are saying online. Andrew Fox, an analyst, posted minutes ago about the shifting dynamics in the Middle East, urging for diplomatic solutions. Ynet Global reports that Israeli DJ Rafi has reached 1 billion views on YouTube, captivating audiences across the US with his energetic performances. I24NEWS English provides insight into the Israel-Lebanon security annex, detailing Hezbollah's disarmament and the role of U.S. oversight. Now for more on those stories, starting with Defense Minister Katz's statement, as reported by Walla. He emphasized Israel's readiness for a possible confrontation with Iran. This follows heightened tensions and the strategic importance of maintaining a presence in Lebanon. The implications for regional stability are significant, potentially affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to the Times of Israel's report on Hamas, the group is allegedly preparing for conflict amid stalled U.S. peace efforts. The IDF's concerns stem from Hamas's renewed focus on its elite forces. This development could strain Israeli-U.S. relations and impact ongoing peace discussions. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reveals that the IDF will scrutinize the Lebanese army. This follows Bloomberg's release of a confidential military annex. The document outlines sensitive security arrangements in Lebanon. This could influence diplomatic ties and security protocols. In a related story from Ynet, Katz's warning about Iran comes amid preparations for direct military engagement. The defense minister's comments highlight the precarious nature of Israel-Iran relations. This stance may escalate tensions with potential repercussions for regional peace. And reflecting on JNS's piece, Yoni Netanyahu's legacy is remembered beyond his Entebbe heroics. His leadership and courage remain a source of inspiration. The narrative of his life continues to resonate deeply within Israel and its historical context. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Element Labs has raised funds at a $4 billion valuation. This marks another significant investment in Israeli tech this month. Separately, CTEC reveals that Wix's Base 44 has developed its own AI model. The move reflects the growing demand for specialized AI in application development. And finally, Ynet Business highlights former journalist Gilad Adin's new venture, Tracer. The startup aims to counter threats by targeting tunnels used by hostile groups. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.